This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, just a few thoughts. Shabbos is Gimel Cheshvan, and gives us an opportunity to speak about Maran Gaon Uzeinu, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh Livracha. And this morning I had Chalishas Hadas. I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Avadia was still alive. And loy zachisi that I never had this chus to meet Rabbi Avadia. I've been by his kever a number of times in Sanhedria. But we have his great legacy, which is Yabia Omer, Yechav Adas, Ma'or Yisrael, Chazon Avadia, many, many, many svarim. I have an amazing set of svarim, which is one of my favorites. The name of it is Mesois Tevel, which is basically stories about Rabbi Avadia on the Parsha. Now, the stories... is this recording? Sure. The stories on the Parsha have nothing to do with the Parsha. But that's why I love it. They're very loosely connected to the Parsha. So, for example, on the Pasuk, Esholeikim Hishalech Noyach, it brings that when Rabbi Avadia was weak, he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he has to exercise. So how did Rabbi Avadia exercise? He went on the treadmill, and even when he was on the treadmill, he learned Mishnayos. And that's the story on the Pasuk, Es Ho'elokim Hishalech Noyach. Okay? Now you see how connected they are to the Parsha. Or another very connected story is Rabbi Avadia was learning the sugya of Shemitah, at a particular sugya in Choshen Mishpat, and somebody snuck into his room, and he saw that Rabbi Avadia had open on his desk 300 svarim on one siman in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shemitah. And of course, that's on the pasuk. The teva was 300 amos long. Okay, so now you know how connected the stories are to the parsha. Or I'll give you one more. They asked Rabbi Avadia, I know you're close to all the Gedolei Yisrael, which Gadol are you on the same wavelength with? Like, you know, who gets you and who do you get? So Rabbi Avadia said, even though I love all the Gedolei Yisrael, I have a special relationship with the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, Hoysali Yedidus MS. For 7 years, I was a dayan with him, and we learned together many, many hours. Now, what pasuk is that on? Safa echas u'dvarim achadim. Right? They had a common sprach. They had a common expression. Okay, so that's the... You want to get an idea how connected it is to the parsha. But that's really why it's so enjoyable. So, l'kavod the arts, I want to share with you three very brief divrei Torah Rav Avadia. Two on Noyach, and one on Lech Lecha. Chazal say that Noach descended. First, he was a tzaddik, but in the end, he went down from his madrega. Vayochel Noach, vayita korem, vayochel Noach nasa as mechulen. Noach plummeted. Says Rabbi Avadia, he heard an amazing remez. Where do we see the downfall of Noach? He started off Noach ish tzaddik tamim. And then a little later on in the parasha is ki oyscha ra'isi tzaddik. He's not a tamim anymore. And by the end of the parasha, Vayishoer Ach Noach. All he's remained with is Noach. No tzaddik, no tamim, nothing. He starts off tzaddik tamim, he then goes to tzaddik, and then Vayishoer Ach Noach. Next, Noach sends out the raven. The raven doesn't want to go. Chazal say, the raven says, I don't want to do your shlichus. I'm prepared to do another shlichus to bring water and food to Elio Anavi and to sustain him. Says Rabbi Avadia, where is this merumas that the oirev wanted to prepare for Elio Anavi? It says, Vayisham Zorav Yisrael Ad Yevoishes Hamayim, Yevoishes could be rearranged, Tishbi. Okay. He was waiting for the shlichus of Elio at Tishbi. Last night I had the schus to speak in Sharei Emuna, which is a Sfaradik shul down the block from me. And I gave a shir, and then after me, a rav spoke, Rav Saban. And he's a rabbi from France. And then Eretz Yisrael, he learned in Slabodka. And now he's in this neighborhood. And he said over a story about Reb Avadya, why Reb Avadya was zoicha to really the universal love and the admiration that Reb Avadya had. Kemat, it was unheard of. More people went to Reb Avadya's levaya, I believe, than anyone in history. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said about Reb Avadya, Reb Shlomo Zalman loved Reb Avadya very much. When Reb Avadya was the chief rabbi, he would gather together a number of Gedolei Yisrael every week to discuss pressing shailas. Reb Eliashiv, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Zsolti. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said that Reb Avadya was very unique among the Gedolei Yisrael. How many Gedolei Yisrael would regularly close their Gemaras, Sfarim, and travel to far out shtachim and villages and settlements to be Marbitz Torah to simple farmers or to workers? How often do you have somebody of Reb Avadya's caliber, a Poisei Kador, who would go out to shuls and tell stories to Balabatim to be Ma'ir in Yerushalayim? Reb Avadya went nearly to every single city in Eretz Yisrael by helicopter, by car, and as much as he was involved in his own learning. I read a story this morning that there were a group of people who were going to Kivrei Tzadikim for 3 days, and they were going to the Rajbi, and Reb Avadya said he's not going. And they said, why not? Kivrei Tzadikim. Reb Avadya said, okay, very nice. But by the time you guys get back, you'll see where I'm up to. He started Baba Kama. When they came back 3 days later, he was on Daf Tzadi Zion. So, but nevertheless, when it came to Harbatzas Torah, Reb Avadya was unique. As great as he was, he gave up of his own godless to be Mezakis Harabim. And in fact, Reb Avadya said many times that it angered him. It really hurt him that there are koilalim in different locations and the younger light are just sitting and learning, and the Fraya Yidin or Balabatim have no interaction with them, and they don't know if they're coming or going. They don't know if they're in lightness and dark. And Reb Avadya says when he asked them why that's the case, they were told that this was the hadracha they got, and Reb Avadya felt it was not correct. That more than anything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that those who learn Torah should be mezakeh as harabim. And he says that was the primary difference between Noach and Avraham. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein points out, you know, Parshas Noach ends with the upside down Nun, the Nun. And Rashi says, why is there a Nun? Rashi says, because until Avram Avinu, there was Charoinaf in the world. There was anger in the world. Why? Why was there anger in the world until Avram Avinu? There were a lot of good tzaddikim before Avram Avinu came to the world. So you say, yeah, but there was no Harbatzas Torah. Yeah, there was. There was Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Well, what happened when Avram Avinu came to the scene? Rav Moshe says, Avada, there was Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. But Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, here's the yeshiva. You want to come, register in the yeshiva. You come. We're not getting you. We're not coming after you. Avram Avinu understood that's not good enough. It's not good enough to have Torah available. Hashem wants Loim Dei Torah to go after and be Mezakeh the Rabbim. Ad Kedei Kach, I believe Rav Moshe says, if you look in the Ramban, the beginning of Bereishis, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the first 2,000 years of creation were Toyu Vavayu. And good to see you, good Shabbos. And the second 2,000 years were Yemei Torah, were years of Torah. So, Rav Moshe asks, why are the first 2,000 years considered Yemei Toyu Vavayu? There was a lot of Torah in the world. There was Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, there was Mesushelach, there was Noach learned Torah on the Teva. The answer is, says Rav Moshe, because there is no Harbatzas Torah. Torah without Harbatzas Torah is Choshech Soihu Vavoihu. It's not considered Torah until Avram Avinu came on the scene and he realized what the Rivan Shem wants is V'yas HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charan. And this was perhaps the greatest shevach of Rabbi Avadya, that a gadol b'Yisrael of his caliber would be mechates raglav, literally to go to every single village and community. And he gave shiurim for balabatim, telling stories. And that was the godless of many of the gadolei Yisrael. Anyway, zechusa yagen aleinu v'alkol Yisrael, amen. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'hatzlacha, and until next time, kol tov.
Very good Shabbos. Years ago, when I was in Yerushalayim,
yeah,
I went to have lunch with a friend of mine who lives.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.